Why would you stop me when I'm walking away to tell me that? And he like made a point of it.
Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today we have Mackenzie here who is going to tell us a creepy story involving an Uber. And I'm here for it. So please, take it away, Penny.
Okay, well, this may not be creepy to everybody, but to me, it weirded me out. I watch a lot of true crime, and, like, I'm not a paranoid person. Like, I think Maddie knows if you get a text from me late at night about some bump in the night, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only happened, I think, two times, period, in that house. One was just, I think, the wind. Like, somebody literally, one, two, three, knocked on my door at like 3 a.m. And there was no one there. And to the point where like my dog got up and was like looking around the house and slept on the stairs.
Ooh.
And that was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the one we're talking about today is an Uber. An Uber Eats. So I have this weird cyclical chronic illness thing. And so when that kicks up, I need food, and I don't have the energy to drive, and sometimes I'm too dizzy to drive.
Dizzy spiral.
So I got food from Uber Eats, and it was from Taco Casa. So I ordered this food, and he got there faster than normal, and I was like, good job, buddy. But he got lost on the way.
As you do.
So he called me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He sounded like an older gentleman. And he's like, I'm by this church. Do I take a left or a right? All this stuff. I know that my road is one of the worst for Uber drivers. And my house isn't right by the road, so it's kind of hard to find.
Mm.
So I'm on the phone trying to guide him through. And he's interrupting me the entire time, telling me what he thinks he should do.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, that's nice. But if you want to get here, take a left. Don't go in the neighborhood. He just keeps interrupting me and changing the subject and like, well, actually, I think it's this direction, and you're not actually on Stacy Road, are you? And I'm like, whatever. So, long story short, he finally gets to my driveway. And how he gets there is because I have to physically drive my car to my driveway with my blinkers on for him to see me, right? Because he's apparently unable to see the shape of my house, which is a very distinct shape that I won't disclose for privacy reasons. I'm like, it looks like this.
It's a
house very
shape.
Weird shape. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he was not able to discern shapes. I went out into the driveway of my car with my blinkers on, and he pulls in, and it's a like old beat up pickup truck. Fine. We're in the South. That's typical.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get out of his car to give it to me. So I'm like, all right. And I get out of my car to go and get it. He's probably late 50s, early 60s. Long, greasy, white, gray hair. And he rolls down the window halfway and then goes to give it to me and is like, oh, I didn't roll my window down. So he like slow rolls his windows down. I'm like, kind of need to roll your window down to give me food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you reaching for? Like, this is just a weird vibe. He reaches across, gets my food, and hands it over to me, and is like, wow, you really, like, live out here. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
You really
I only
live
had a
here.
Drink, though. Right.
Turns out you weren't giving me fake random directions.
Right. And I could tell, like, it was my food. Sometimes I wonder, like, maybe they skip out, but he didn't. But I had ordered a drink. And I was like, did they give you my drink? And in the center console is a large drink from that restaurant. There's no other drink in the center console. And there's a straw already in it.
Oh, no.
And he looks at it and then looks at me and says, no, they didn't give me a drink. And if they did, I didn't notice it.
What?
And if they didn't, I didn't go back for it.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
And I look at the drink in the center console and I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, no, sorry about that. like, dead face, like, lies to me about a drink we're both looking at. Why? Why wouldn't so you just weird. Be like, out of habit, I'm really sorry. I just, like, put the straw in and started drinking. Like, I have ADHD. I understand.
Right.
Sometimes, like, I'm through a task and then I'm like, oh my god, that's not my thing.
Yeah.
It happens. But he just bold-faced lied about a drink. And that's weird to me.
How it probably wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
He probably was like, I want it.
How am I supposed to enjoy my pizza without my diet Dr. Kelp?
Right. <Yeah. laughs> I was like, I want my Sprite. So he lies, which to me, if you lie that blatantly about something so small.
Yeah.
That's weird. So that was like, whatever, man. But I was like, okay, I'll just report it in the app. Like, I didn't get my drink. That's fine. And he's like, okay, whatever. Have a good night. And I start walking away. I'm like in his headlights. So I'm in the front of the car. And he starts yelling something back to me. So I like kind of circle back enough to hear him. But I'm away from the car because I'm like, whatever. And he's like, it really is beautiful out here. Really secluded. Really far away from everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, why would you stop me when I'm walking away to tell me that? And he like made a point of it.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that A, I know where you live now. B, it sure is nice and isolated out here. And I would also like to live here. So
yeah,
I'll be back sometime, maybe.
I was like, what? So I just gave him a thumbs up, thinking, all right. And then I waited for him to leave.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really want to, you know, him to watch me go back into my house. And then I parked my car and went back inside and all that stuff. And so I was like, am I crazy? This is kind of what I'm putting to you guys. Am I crazy? Does that just seem very weird?
That is very weird. Like, that's a very, very strange interaction altogether. I cannot imagine. I feel like he was probably on something. Because there's
either. Or needed to be.
Yeah. Either he was on something or he should have been, or there was something going on there, because that's just a very strange. Everything that you added to that story just made it so much worse.
Yeah.
I just think we're going to hear about the Uber Eats killer at some point.
Yeah, like I got on the app to leave the review, mm-hmm. and my review was like, definitely ordered a drink. There was a drink in the car. I'm pretty sure he drank my drink. He said it wasn't mine, but it was the exact size that I ordered.
Yeah.
And it already had a straw in it. And I put in there like, I'm a flexible person. You could have just said it was the wrong drink or my drink and you messed up. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then underneath, in one sentence, I'm like, also mentioned how secluded it was that I lived here. Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's the waiting till you walk away that makes that creepy. If it was like mid-conversation, you're like, oh, this is nice. You're kind of away from everything.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But to be like, by the way, you live alone.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Just as a heads up, I wanted to remind you that there's no one that can hear you scream out here.
Yeah.
Heads up for you.
God. And I thought, like, maybe it's because I had said, I'll just report it in the app. Because I wasn't being mean. I was just letting him know, like, oh, I'll just let them know I didn't get my drink and I'll get a refund. But in his mind, maybe he thought, you know, I was going to give him a really bad review, which I inevitably did because he was then creepy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have if he had just forgot my drink. Like, stuff happens.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When you followed up with that, I was like, oh, man.
And I feel like that's so weird. Honestly one of the worst kinds of creepy interaction, because it's not so blatant that you're like, okay, this is 100% something that I need to, like, call the police on or, like, report it to.
No. Mm-hmm.
It was just weird enough to make you question your own sanity.
Yes.
It's technically innocuous.
Uh-huh.
Like, nothing happened. But then if I heard that this guy was, like, burying people in his backyard, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Next time, if you ever, like, have an interaction like that again, and they're like, it's so secluded, you should turn around and be like, that's how it's so easy for me to hide the bodies. Just then make them uncomfortable.
Just lean on a shovel. It is.
Yes. Would you like to come visit? Oh. You can. Is there anyone that is expecting you home anytime soon? Or at all?
I can give you a tour of the heads in my freezer.
I messaged a friend afterwards and was like, I need to bounce this story off of somebody. And they go, okay, that is creepy. But what's killing me is you're not focusing so much on the, like, I'm going to get murdered aspect. You just really want your Sprite. I was like, I do.
Yeah.
I want my Sprite.
Yeah. I mean, you ordered it, so clearly you want it. And that's that. Yeah. I love the blatant, like, gaslighting of this drink right here that I got from the restaurant that you ordered food from that is the correct size and looks like Sprite. No, that's not yours, man. That's mine.
Never heard of Sprite. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Sure. What is a drink exactly? I've never heard that word before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, with COVID regulations and stuff, they don't put the straw in the cup.
No.
So he definitely drank it. But it cracked me.
That's so weird.
Such a micro invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
And then just a gaslight about it was very funny to me.
You need a security donkey or security alpaca. Apparently those are both very aggressive animals. Or maybe it's llamas. I'm not sure. But they can be very territorial. And I feel like having one of those on your property, first of all, in itself would be a story to tell. But also, yeah, then you could just be like, yeah, my llama has killed people. He doesn't.
I know
really
we've
good
had
job
donkeys on the land before.
Mm.
And they're delightful, but they can be mean, for sure. I would love an attack donkey.
That would be great.
I think I have a micro fear of alpacas and llamas because I feel like they'll just spit on me.
Yeah. Again, what you do is you just say, my llama, it spits acid. It's a long story. It has reflux. And it spits.
Yeah.
So therefore, it will spit its stomach acid directly onto anyone that invades my property.
Exactly.
Nice.
Coming for you. Well, that's my mini story for the day.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. It's just one of those that, again, it's just off enough to be concerning, but it's, like, not quite off enough to, like, want to take, like, severe action. But please do be careful and monitor your home and, I don't know, maybe up your security system just a little bit.
Right. I always tell people, don't have a surprise party at my house because I'm like Carlton Lassiter on Psych. Like, I have weapons hidden in random places all over my house.
And Moose is
And if
not
someone breaks
nice.
In,
McKinsey's
I'm
dog.
Gonna be upset.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, Moose is not always nice either.
Yeah, that's true. But I've always joked if somebody does break into my house, my brains are going to be all over the wall because I will not go down without a massacre. It's going to be violent.
You ain't taking me down. I'll take myself down before I let anybody else steal me away.
Oh, man.
But yes, thank you for sharing. And if anybody out there has an interesting and just creepy enough and weird interaction kind of story that you would like to share with us, please do, because we love to hear it. We are here for it. And please do come back tomorrow, because we will be here, and we hope you are as well. Bye.
Bye.